Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Sunday, March 23rd. The Blue Water District School Board is looking for applications for its open trustee position. They're looking for someone to represent the Township of Southgate and Municipality of Grey Highlands for the remainder of the 2022 to 2026 term. This comes after the trustee who represented Southgate Grey Highlands had missed three consecutive meetings, which led to their seat being declared vacant. Applications are being accepted until April 4th, with an interview process to follow for shortlisted candidates. West Grey is implementing a site plan control for a proposed over 10-unit housing development in Durham. Council approved directing staff to bring a bylaw forward to implement the site plan control during its meeting on March 18th on lands part of a larger proposed 56-unit development. This comes after council approved a zoning bylaw amendment in September last year for a proposed subdivision, which includes a 30-unit condominium, as well as multiple townhouse and semi-detached units. The development is proposed on a 6.36-acre property, which also includes a new entrance onto Grey Road 4. The Owen Sound Transportation Company is taking reservations ahead of the Cheechamon setting sail this summer. The famous ferry will begin its season on May 2nd as it transports people and vehicles from Tobermory to Manitoulin Island. While people can book tickets online, the Owen Sound Transportation Company says walk-ins are welcome for the about 2-hour voyage. Daily parking fees will be implemented May 2nd at the Tobermory and South Baymouth Ferry Terminal parking lots during the sailing season and will be in effect until the season ends October 26th. On to national news, Canada's next federal election is expected to be held on April 28th. According to media reports, a government source says Prime Minister Mark Carney is expected to visit the Governor General today to kick off the official election campaign. By law, a federal election campaign must be at least 37 days long. This comes after Carney had just assumed the role of Prime Minister and ahead of when Parliament was set to resume on Monday after being prorogued by Justin Trudeau. And Nova Scotia has become the latest province to scrap electric vehicle rebates for Teslas due to the CEO's association with the U.S. administration and its trade war on Canada. According to media reports, the Progressive Conservative government joined with the NDP and Liberal opposition parties in a vote on Friday to drop the automaker from the rebate program, which provides subsidies in the range of $2,000 to $3,000 per purchase. Earlier this week, Manitoba's NDP government dropped Tesla and Chinese-made electric vehicles from its EV rebate program, while BC Hydro has also said it's banning new Tesla products from its own rebate initiative. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack beat Guelph last night. Fred Wallace has more.
Landon Hookey scored the game-winning goal on a power play late in the third period as the Attack beat Guelph 4-2. The results of the game today between Sarnia at Sault Ste. Marie will determine what's next for Owen Sound. If Sarnia wins today at Sault Ste. Marie, there will be a tiebreaker game Tuesday in Owen Sound. However, if Sault Ste. Marie beats Sarnia today, then Owen Sound will go directly to the playoffs against London beginning Friday. Again, the Attack wrap up the regular season with a 4-2 win over Guelph. Fred Wallace at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Centre.
Meanwhile, in the NHL, Toronto fell to Nashville 5-2, and in the Professional Women's Hockey League, Ottawa beat New York 5-2. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.